Fourth quarter brought to you by your next truck, Ford F-150. Vikings have it, first and 10 from their own 11-yard line, working right to left. I formation behind Castle, Asiata the deep back. Castle turns and wants to throw, looking right, sends it out, complete, caught by Greg Jennings. The 18-yard line, they'll give him the 19 on the spot, tackled immediately by Darius Slay. Got 8 on the play, second and 2 coming up.
Well, you got to give Castle some credit. He can still hum it, can't he?
Trying to show that he deserves this job in Minnesota in what should be a very eventful offseason.
Well, they gave him a good spot all the way to the 20. I thought he caught it at like the 18.
Certainly didn't think he got past the 19. Here we go. So give him 9 on first down, second and 1. Asiata's got it, and he's got the first down. He lost the football, 3 on the ground, and the Lions recover. The Lions have it at the 29-yard line. Asiata lost it, and it's recovered by Ashley Palmer.
Huge break again by the Lions. Now they got to take advantage.
Knocked loose by DeAndre Levy, second in the NFL, and interceptions coming in, and he forces a fumble right there.
The other thing is they blitzed Delmas. Delmas came in, and he actually took out the fullback, Felton. The interference there and forced Asiata to move to his left and get through the hole. At that point, I think his concentration came off of where the crease was, and that's when Levy got a hand on the ball and broke it free.
Second turnover of the day by the Vikings. The Lions have not turned it over. That's a plus 2 in the ratio. Lions haven't been plus in quite some time. At least not regularly. Over the last 6 weeks when they've dropped 5 games to fall out of first place in the NFC North. Need to take advantage here. On first down, Stafford straight drop. Looks, rolls to his right now, and just throws it away. The pressure was coming that time. I think the Vikings are trying to get Stafford for intentional grounding. Robinson and Evans were there. He didn't get it across the line of scrimmage. I think that's going to be the problem.
Intentional grounding, offense number 9. There was no receiver in the area, and the ball never reached the line of scrimmage. This carries a loss of down, second down.
Man, that's a mental mistake. You just can't do that. Matthew Stafford knows those rules as well as anybody. He's a smart quarterback when it comes to that stuff, and he just didn't get the ball over the line of scrimmage. Knew he had to throw it away. But at that point, you just need to throw it into the bench.
Yep,
you're out of the tackle box.
You throw it over the top of Nate Burleson, who was downfield running a route. Again, mental mistake there, and it cost the Lions yardage and a down.
Second and 22 now from the 41. Stafford out of the gun. Bush to his right. 7 men right up on that line. Stafford sets and throws, incomplete behind his intended receiver, Durham, at the 31. And the Lions will have to reload on third and 22. That play takes you out of field goal range, puts you in a bad down and distance.
Well,
it's just a costly, costly play.
And again, here's a play where the receiver's open. You want to get in field goal range if you can now. You know, and you got a receiver runs an in, and Stafford's expecting Durham to run an out. A little hook one way or the other. And you know, you got to be on the same page this time of the season.
Third and 22 for the Lions. Matthew in the gun, play clock at 4. They get it off. Vikings send for. Stafford throws over the middle. Fourier's got it at the 35. Well, he's taken down right there by Robert Blanton. From here, it would be a 53-yard field goal attempt for David Akers. And he will come on. He missed earlier from 52. On a play that was wiped out by a penalty. This will be from 53. It is 4th and 16. Might we expect any hijinks here?
I don't think so. I think you let him kick it and get a 6-point lead.
There we go. 53-yard field goal attempt. Hash mark right side. Spot down. Kick on the way. He has the distance. And he's got the direction. It's up and good. Akers sends it through from 53. And the Lions extend their lead. It is now Detroit 13 and Minnesota 7. 12:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Why do I have Blue Cross? Because my 7-year-old daughter hugged me this morning and wouldn't let me go. And the funny look our baby gives me whenever I feed him smashed up peas. And because my wife, she's given me my whole world. That's why I have Blue Cross.
When you carry a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network, you can be confident that you have the right health plan to protect you and your family.
If any of them get hurt or sick, I don't want to worry about our insurance. I just want to know they're going to get the care that they need.
More people choose Blue Cross because they offer access to the most doctors in Michigan, the best doctors, and you can take your family to practically every hospital. Plus, their wide choice of plans means you'll be able to find a plan that changes when life changes.
I'm not going to risk covering the most important people in my life with health insurance I don't trust.
For help choosing a plan that's right for you, visit the new BCBSM.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
This is Adam Schefter for 5-Hour Energy. You think working in sports is all fun and games? Guess again. Between the preseason, regular season, postseason, and breaking news in the offseason, I'm working almost every waking hour. Slowing down isn't an option, so I rely on 5-Hour Energy to give me the clear and alert feeling of focus. It's quick, convenient, and lasts for hours. 5-Hour Energy worked for me. It can work for you, too.
Individual results may vary. Adam Schefter is a paid spokesperson. Visit 5hourenergy.com.
Celebrating those who rise to the occasion, raise a glass of the whiskey made for kings. Crown Royal, rain on. Please drink responsibly.
Well, time now for Kicks for College, brought to you by the University of Toledo. For every Lion field goal of 45 yards or more, $300 will be deposited to the University of Toledo's scholarship fund. University of Toledo turning dreams into jobs. David Akers helping them out there and helping the Lions as well. 13-7, they lead it. Minnesota's set to get it back. Here comes the kickoff by Akers. Drives this one. Taken 8 yards deep by Patterson. He's coming out back to the 10. Patterson cutting right at the 15 and taken down. Terrific work on special teams by the Lions that time. Tahir Whitehead, who was engaged with a blocker, still able to make the tackle on one of the best return men in the NFL. That's a nice play by Whitehead. Our second half Bell Tire Dream Game winner this week is Matthew Benson of Traverse City. If you want to live out your dream of playing a game on the turf at Ford Field, go to belltire.com and register to win. Brought to you by Bell Tire, the Lions Radio Network, and 97.1 The Ticket.
You know, Tony Ortiz told us before the game that John Bonamigo, the Lions special teams coordinator, said if the ball goes to Cordell Patterson, it's a mistake. Well, they've made a couple of mistakes, but the coverage units have helped them out and not made it a big mistake.
First and 10 Vikings, Castle to throw over the middle, complete across the 30 to Jerome Simpson. Lions are saying it's incomplete out at the 34-yard line. I don't know if that ball came loose as Darius Slade took him down. Take a look at the replay here. Jim Schwartz only has one timeout left.
First down.
Jim Schwartz only has one timeout left.
Oh, that ball
really
came out
close.
I think that ball came out and hit
the ground.
If he throws
the flag, he's out of timeouts. He's got it in his hand, and he's going to throw it. And there it is. He must have gotten word from up in the booth that they don't like the way something looks. And he will ask the... If they're wrong,
Detroit
they're out of timeouts.
The ruling on the field of a completed pass.
Interesting thing is, if they didn't have any timeouts left, they wouldn't be able to challenge it. They have burned two timeouts for not having the requisite number of men on the field in this second half.
Well,
that's a tough one to take.
Yeah, the one I think that kind of bothers me is the extra point. They're on the extra point. You got too many men on the field. They take a timeout. In my judgment, you let that go, and you just save the timeout and kick the extra point from 5 yards further back. But they chose to take the timeout. Now they just have one left. This is still a tight football game, just 6 points.
It's an 18-yard gain if it stands. 1-800-CALL-SAM on the field call is a catch. It's under review. We're taking a look at it and watching it, and it bounces, and that's going to be incomplete.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's moving as it hits the ground.
Yeah. Slade does a great job coming from behind of pulling the arms of the receiver down. So the ball actually moves and gets up into his headgear and it hits the ground on his face mask. And that's an incomplete pass, period.
I got to tell you, the Viking guy that rides around on the motorcycle and everything, he's down here dancing. I don't know that I've ever seen that side of him. And I'm not sure I want to again, but that's kind of interesting.
Isn't he like, what's his name? Isn't he like Ragnar?
He's got some moves.
Or something? Isn't he like...
And moves, you know, being a relative term.
Well, there are things moving on him at different times,
it's
too.
It's all moving at once from what I can see.
But some of it moves, and then he goes back, and it doesn't move back at the right
so
time.
So if we're outside today, wind chills are about 25 below, you think he'd be sleeveless?
Uh-uh.
Well, here we go. Tony Corrente, our referee, has gotten a look at it. The 1-800-CALL-SAM verdict is in. Tony Corrente will deliver said verdict here momentarily.
After reviewing the play, it is an incomplete pass as the ball came out and hit the ground before he could regain possession. It will be Minnesota's ball. Second down and 10 at the 16-yard line.
Nice
game
job.
Clock operator, please reset the game clock to 12:33.
Give Glover Quinn a little credit on that one. He's the one who kind of came in behind the play and had a great view of it and immediately turned to the bench and said incomplete. And the guys upstairs obviously gave Jim Schwartz the thumbs up as well. The TVs in the stadium that you get in the booths are generally 8, 10 seconds behind. So the coaches, if they have a question, can turn and look and get an idea of whether or not there should be something that a challenge. And obviously there was there. The Lions were successful. And with 12:33 to go, the Vikings look at a 2nd and 10. From their own 16, Castle out of the gun. Lions bring the blitz. Castle in trouble. Throws it underneath. And this is going to be blown up for a loss. He threw it to Asiata in the right flat. Tulloch and Ansa blew him up for a loss of 8. It'll be 3rd and 18. And it was Delmas who came untouched on a blitz that forced Castle to get rid of that ball quickly.
And again, they're really bringing the secondary. Gunther Cunningham has got this plan, and it's been about the last 4 weeks where he's actually brought safeties quite a bit, both Quinn and Delmas, and they've made plays out of those blitzes coming off the edge.
11th tackle of the game for Tulloch. Here we go, 3rd and 18. Castle back, looks, now he's in trouble and flushed and throws incomplete, overthrew his intended receiver Greg Jennings out at the 40-yard line. Jennings had gotten a step on the defender and found a little open space, but on the run, that's a tough pass to fit in for Castle.
And that's the key on the run. The fact that he was running forward, worried, I think, about where the line of scrimmage was and trying to throw a touch pass over some underneath coverage. Just couldn't be accurate with it.
Locked to punt from his own end zone. He'll take the snap about 6 yards deep. Jeremy Ross back deep for the Lions. Locked, good punt. Ross under it. Will field it at the 38-yard line. Makes a move to the right, now back to the left. Cuts it up. Gets to the 45-yard line with a block flag down. It's a 53-yard punt and an 8-yard return, but we do have a flag. Jared Allen says it's against the Lions, and normally this position in the field, this area of the field, it would be against the return team. We'll find out from Tony Corrente momentarily. 13-7, the Lions lead, 11:36 to go here in Minneapolis.
During the return of the kick, personal foul, clipping, offense, 15-yard penalty, receiving team, 15-yard penalty, first down.
We did not get a guilty party there, so we don't know which player the penalty was on, but that's a 15-yard penalty that will cost the Lions significant field position back inside the 25-yard line and to the 23.
That's disappointing. Defense plays so well. They bottle up the Vikings in their own end. They force a kick. You get the ball somewhere near midfield. And then you make this mistake that puts you back at the 23. Those are things that, the little things, Dan, that cost you opportunities to win.
Leading by 6. Penalty, we're told, was on Theo Riddick.
Yeah, you were, what, 20 yards away maybe from a field goal again to go up 2 scores? Now you're 40 yards away from that same spot.
On first down, they go on the ground. Reggie Bush going to get dropped for a loss. Back at the 20-yard line, Sharif Floyd hits him for a loss of 3. It'll be 2nd and 13. Reggie's right around the 1,000-yard mark for the season, but he's kind of going backwards a little bit. Got within 2. And he now needs four to get to 1,000 on the season.
Well, Chad Greenway was instrumental in that play, too. Shooting from his linebacker spot really forced Reggie back in to Floyd.
Second down, Stafford play action fake in trouble, being chased, going to get hit, and going to get thrown down back inside the 10-yard line by Everson Griffin. I don't think Everson Griffin ever saw a lion on that play until he got to the quarterback. Just blew through there and sacked Stafford for a 13-yard loss back to the 7.
Fourier is the tight end, and he's going to go out on a pass route. But everything else, the tackle blocks down because there was a blitz inside. Fourier's got to get a bigger piece of that guy. You just can't let him go. Stafford had no chance.
Third and 26. Play clock at 2. Play clock at 1. They get it off. Stafford back to his end zone. Sets up a screen to Joyke Bell. Slips as he tries to get his motor running. It gets across the 10 to the 11-yard line. Sean Prater makes the tackle there. Nowhere near what the Lions needed for a first down, and they'll have to punt it away.
Well, that's just such a mess, that possession by the Lions.
Starting with the punt return.
Starting with the punt return where you get the penalty, pushes you back, then you get a missed block, Reggie Bush goes for negative yards, then the sack. Boy, you're just asking for trouble.
Sam Martin to punt, does. It's a good one. Sherrill's under it at the 41. First man misses, cuts to his left. He's going to the 50, to the 40, with a blocker at the 25, inside at the 15, inside the 10, and finally forced out of bounds by John Wendling at the 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal from there. Yard punt, 52-yard return, and the Vikings trailing by 6 are in business. They'll say he was forced out at the 8, first and goal.
Again, it goes back to that. This, 5 minutes ago in real time, the Lions had the Vikings pinned in their own end. They had the ball at midfield. Now look, the Vikings are in position to maybe take the lead.
Red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Cordero Patterson lines up at running back next to Castle, who's in the gun. First and goal from the 8. Castle takes the snap, looks right, pumps, now comes back right, throws, incomplete. Bounces off the back of the defender, Darius Slay, who was in coverage on Jarius Wright. We'll go down the sidelines to T.O.
Dan and Jim, injury update from down here. Training staff right now taking a look at Don Muehlbach. Not sure exactly what the problem is. However, Dominic Raiola is down here. He is practice snapping as the long snapper in case Muehlbach cannot fulfill that role. We'll keep you updated on that as we get further word from down here.
Minnesota 0-for-1 in the red zone so far today. The Lions, the number one red zone defense in the NFL coming into this game. Second and goal from the 8. Castle leans in, wants to throw, looks to the left side, back shoulder, got Patterson, touchdown.
They got Patterson matched up with Greenwood. Boy, that was the one they wanted. And as soon as Castle saw that, that was a no-brainer. That was a green light.
Vikings an extra point away from taking the lead with 9:19 to go. Patterson's first catch of the day. He did have a 50-yard run for a touchdown earlier. Walsh for the extra point. It is successful, and it is a 14-13 Viking lead. 9:19 to go here in Minneapolis. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free. You know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier. And for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Dunham Sporting Goods. Our big names bring you in, and our low prices bring you back.
All right, back at the Metrodome, Vikings have taken the lead 14-13 over the Lions. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Walsh to kick off. Ross back deep. Walsh, who's just got a cannon for a leg, drives him through the back of the end zone for the touchback. Lions will take over, first and 10 at their own 20. As Matthew Stafford brings him out, we'll go back to Dan Hastie in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update.
Thanks so much, guys. Lots of games with playoff implications in Cincinnati. Bengals on top of the Ravens, 27-17. 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Atlanta, they trail Carolina, 21-17. They have rallied to retake the lead. Cam Newton to Greg Olsen for the go-ahead score. Colts on top of the Jaguars, 30-3 in the fourth. Guys.
All right, here come the Lions, first and 10 from their own 20. Stafford out of the gun, Bush to his left. Matthew turns, fakes to give to Reggie, throws, got Ogletree. Nice catch, across the 30, and out to the 35-yard line goes Ogletree for a 15-yard gain. Sean Prater makes the tackle, but that's Ogletree getting an inside step from the defensive back and making a nice catch on a ball that was a little behind him. Fourth catch for 69 yards.
Well, Prater is a youngster, too, and those are the things. He's just in his second year out of Iowa. And just like the Vikings are picking on Slay and Greenwood, Matthew Stafford's picking on Prater over there with Ogletree.
First and 10 now from their own 35. Lions down 1:8:40 to go. Stafford turns, gives to Bush. Bush finds a hole, gets to the 40. He's over 1,000 for the season as he gets to the 41-yard line. Picks up six on the play. As Reggie Bush crosses the 1,000-yard mark. Pretty sure he'd give a lot of those back for some of the fumbles that he had earlier this year. First Lion rusher to reach 1,000 yards since Kevin Jones did it back in 2004. And he had 1,133 yards. Second down and three. Stafford out of the gun. Two receivers right, one left. Matthew turns, fakes the give to Reggie this time, looks and loads, wants Ogletree and overthrows him in Viking territory at the 43-yard line. Had to fit it over the defensive back, and in so doing, just put it out of the reach of Ogletree.
That's the route that, I hate to keep bringing this up, but Calvin runs so well, where he gets by the corner, and there's some room between the corner and the safety. And Calvin just runs that so well, and Matthew usually fits that in so well. They got to put a little bit more arch on that ball, and I think Ogletree gets it.
Sellout crowd standing now at the Metrodome. Third down and three for the Lions, trailing by one in the fourth quarter. Stafford's got it, fakes the handoff, looks, throws, got a complete. Ogletree with a first down as he ducks inside the 45, then back out to the 48-yard line for a five-yard gain.
Well, Ogletree's become a guy that Matthew Stafford likes to go to. That time he worked against Chris Cook. But Cook gave him some cushion, and Ogletree really rips off the line of scrimmage, drives him deep, and then stops right at the first down sticks. That's a nice route by Ogletree. Little things make differences.
You're Ogletree. You're putting some nice plays on tape for people to look at during the offseason. First and 10 Lions now. Stafford turns, gives to Bush. Reggie finds an opening, cuts it outside at the 50. Now cuts it into Viking territory. Gets down to the 47-yard line. Chris Cook and Harrison Smith taken down after a 5 yard gain. 7:05 to go. Lions down one. Second and five coming up from the Viking 47.
Lions bring in Corey Hilliard too. And again, usually when you bring in Hilliard as that tight end, he's the man that lines up in motion as a wing, or he'll line up on the line of scrimmage. But he's not going to be a pass receiver, that's for sure.
Second down and five. Lions from the Minnesota 47. Stafford, quick throw, left side, got it complete. First down, Burleson with it inside the 40-yard line and taken down at the 39. Robert Blanton and Jamarcus Sanford stopping, but it's an 8-yard gain and another first down for Detroit.
Well, that's just a good read by Stafford. He sees two receivers out there, and he knows that Burleson's got the angle, especially with the safety trying to cover him. Robert Blanton was inside. Burleson's going to beat him wide all the time and get the first down.
Losing 5 of 6 games to see their division lead go away. The Lions had the lead in the fourth quarter in each of those games. Had to try to come from behind. They had the lead in the fourth quarter in this one. Trying to come from behind again. Stafford on first down gives to Reggie Bush. Nothing doing. Gang tackle for a loss. Back outside the 40-yard line. Kevin Williams and Jared Allen were the first two players to arrive. Reggie had no chance after that.
Going to the well once too often. And this is where I kind of have an issue sometimes. You're using that play and it's good. But on first down, fake it and throw it. You know, on first down, don't run it all the time. Give it the good fake job and then run it on second down, maybe third down.
Second and 12. Lions go pistol. We haven't seen that very often today. Matthew in the gun. Reggie behind him. Second and 12 from the Viking 41. Lions down one here in the fourth. Stafford, straight drop, loads, throws right side, incomplete. His receiver fell, Ogletree, down at the 31-yard line. Looked like he was trying to come out of his cut, and he had shaken the defender, Chris Cook, but he just lost his footing.
Yeah, and again, there's one of those where if he doesn't lose his footing, that's an easy pitch and catch.
Just fell down.
Yeah.
Third and 12 for the Lions, for the Viking 41. Two receivers right, one left. Reggie Bush to the left of Stafford, who's in the gun. Vikings have 8 men in the box. 7 right up on that line. It's going to be a jailbreak. Here they come. Stafford with it. Looks, throws over the middle. Knocked down, incomplete. It was hit at the line of scrimmage by one of the defensive linemen intended for Nate Burleson. It is 4th down. The Lions are going to have to punt it away. They will send Sam Martin out with 5:01 to go. His job to pin the Vikings back as deep as possible. From here, it would be a 59-yard field goal. We saw Akers hit from 59 in warm-ups. He hit from 63 last year. Jim Schwartz will send out the punter and rely on his defense. There's the punt. Sherrill's under it for a fair catch at the 12. That's where Minnesota's got it. Lions need it back. 4:53 to go. Minnesota 14, Detroit 13. That's our score here at the Metrodome. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions, like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. We salute the dedicated fans who have to cover their eyes and miss all the biggest plays, and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living room. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light. For all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jim Brandstatter here with a history lesson. Almost half a century ago in 1967, Vince Lombardi's Green Bay team beat Kansas City 35-10 in a championship game that started a new era in professional football. The next year, in 1968, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm was founded, and a tradition was born. Three generations of lawyers who fight and win for families that need help. Let the Bernstein family help your family. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Today's game is brought to you by Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Experience more.
4:53 to go in the game. It is the Vikings leading by one, 14-13. They've got the football, first and 10. They spot it at the 13-yard line.
I think you're getting down to the point, too, to not forget the Lions just have that one timeout left. So this is critical, man. The Lions defense has got to stand up.
Castle out of the gun, Asiata to his left. Brings Joe Webb in motion. Castle takes the snap, gives to Asiata, finds a hole over the right side across the 15 to the 19-yard line. Gain of six on the play. Steven Tulloch makes the tackle for Detroit. Second and four, 4:40 to go, clock moving.
Lions came that time with a blitz up the middle, and the Vikings ran it off the right tackle.
Fans, text your player of the game now. Just text your player's last name to 97136. Brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Joe Banyard into the game at running back. Jamarcus Webb reports he's eligible. Sixth offensive lineman in the game for the Vikings. The deep back is Cordero Patterson. He takes the pitch, runs to the right side, gets hit and nailed by Nick Fairley.
He might have gotten the first down, though.
Boy, Fairley hit him hard at the 23-yard line. It's going to be close if he didn't get it. He missed by less than a yard. And it's going to be a first down. 3:50 to play. Clock moving and working against the Lions. Brandy mentioned it. They only have one timeout left. A couple of real big errors cost them timeouts. Once having 12 players on the field. Once having 10 players on the field. 3.5 to go now. Vikings trying to kill the clock and preserve a one-point lead. Asiata gets the handoff. This time they stack him up and take him down. Ndamukong Suh with the tackle at the 24-yard line. Got one on the play, second and nine on the way.
And I think if you're the Lions right now strategically, you don't use the timeout here. It's 3:06 clock running. I think what you do is you stop him here on the second down, then you take the timeout then.
Still have the two-minute warning where the clock will stop as well.
Of course, you want to stop him on this second down.
Castle brings him out. Asiata to his right. Castle takes, wants to throw. Deep left side, wants Patterson. Got him, great catch. Across the 45 and to the 48-yard line. He beat Chris Greenwood. And that time again, just a back shoulder throw. Greenwood's not locating the ball, doesn't know it's coming. And Patterson and Castle right now are just taking Greenwood to school.
Well, and earlier in the game, it was Slay. But now Greenwood is the kid that's up. And they're figuring they got a better shot there than they do on Darius Slay. And they're just, again, working the personnel. And that's what you do in this league.
Not a knock on Greenwood. It's just, you know, the Lions have used their final timeout to stop the clock at 2:34 to go. Look, you got to learn in this league, and you learn by reps. And Greenwood's learning the hard way.
And let's face it, everybody's got injuries, right? The Lions have a lot of injuries in their secondary, and Greenwood's the guy that's coming up. But in this league, there's no sympathy. You don't feel sorry for anybody. If you got a youngster in there that's inexperienced, you're going to pick on him. And that's what the Vikings did early against Slay, and now they're doing it against Greenwood.
First and 10, Vikings now out of the timeout. They scrimmage from their own 47. Ossie out of the deep back in an eye. He's able to bounce it outside. Big room, right side, 40, 35, 30. Outrunning the defense to the 20 and down to the 15-yard line. They'll say he's down at the 14. 39 yards as he just blew through the defense, and that'll take us down to the two-minute warning. Brought to you by Bell Tire, where you always get the lowest tire price, period. It is 14-13, Minnesota on top. The Lions are going to need a lot of help from here to get this one home. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe here, and it's true, I have visited a lot of job sites. The truck I see more than any other, the Ford F-Series pickup. But don't take my word for it.
I put this truck through some abuse. I tow all the time, towing Bobcats, excavators, materials, blocks, just lots of heavy weight.
I was able to work every day pulling people out of snowdrifts.
Now, Ford wants to hear what you have to say about your F-Series truck. You could win a trip to see your favorite sports team play on the road. All you have to do is go to Ford.com, check out either the F-150 or the Super Duty, hit the We Own Work Get Started button, click on the link to the truck cards, create one of your own. You'll battle your truck card against other truck cards and earn points. Just another way to put your truck to work.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Ends 8/31/14. Open to registered members of Ford's social website who are legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Official rules available at social.ford.com/leaderboard rules.
You don't watch football to help you sleep at night. You watch to get closer to the action. And playing fantasy football on NFL.com gets you close enough to get grass stained every day of the week. Free mobile apps bring the action to wherever you are, and customized matchup previews give you enough info to call an audible on game day. Make every day feel like Sunday. Sign up for free at NFL.com/fantasy.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, where winners come to play. Text the word Eagle to 99158 for special offers and random free stuff from Soaring Eagle.
2 minutes to play here at the Metrodome, the final 2 minutes of football in this 32-year-old building. As the Vikings will move to a new stadium, 2 years they'll be at the University of Minnesota. They will take down this building next month and build the new one right on top of it. A lot of emotion in here today, bringing back some of the old players. Bud Grant was out there earlier. Vikings will go into the victory formation with 2 minutes to go. Castle will take the snap, take a knee. That'll start the clock. And the Lions are going to lose yet again. The Vikings are going to pick up a victory. It's a slow start for Minnesota, but they were able to right the ship a little bit. It would seem, if you listen to the experts and the information men on the pregame shows, that it wasn't enough for Leslie Frazier to survive, that he'll be gone as of tomorrow morning. Time will tell. Have to wait and see. Adrian Peterson spoke up and said he wanted to finish his career under Leslie Frazier. Didn't play today, but will certainly be back next year. Second down, they take a knee one more time. And if you do the math, the Vikings should have to do that one more time, and that should be it. Lions over on their sideline. They cannot stop the clock. Two timeouts that were used for having the improper number of men on the field really cost them. Once for having 10 men on the field, once for having 12 men on the field. Once on an extra point, once out of a timeout. You just, man, mistakes. And there's the snap, and there's Castle taking a knee. That's going to be it. Two teams will head out to the middle of the field to say job well done in the final game ever at the Metrodome. Job better done on this day by the Minnesota Vikings. In a Lions season that began with hope, hit the midway point with great promise, ends in a collapse. No other way to put it. They lost 6 out of 7 games down the stretch, and they will finish the season at 7-9. In a division that seemed gift-wrapped for them, and in the holiday season, they were never able to open that package and accept it. And what the future holds now is uncertain. I think the question a lot of people have is where things go from here. What happens with Jim Schwartz? What happens with the front office? All topics that will be discussed. All topics that were discussed all morning by the information men, by the pregame shows. When you don't win in this league, the conversation becomes about your future and whether or not you will be back the following season. That's where we are right now with Jim Schwartz. That's where we are right now with the front office. It's nothing to people root for. You want to see this team win. You want to see this team go to the playoffs. But when it doesn't happen, and when it ends in a collapse like it has the last 2 years, those conversations are unavoidable. 8 straight losses to end last season. 6 losses in 7 games to end this season. From contention to out of it last year, and from first place to out of it this year. A very, very disappointing season for the Detroit Lions as they head to the locker room for the final time in 2013. Take a break. Come right back. Post-game show on the way. Jim Schwartz with Jim Brandstatter coming up. Tony Ortiz with some of the key players from this game as well. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Now's a great time to lease a 2014 Ford Focus during the Dream Big Sales event at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Right now, current AZ Plan lessees can lease a 2014 Focus SE front-wheel drive for $169 a month for 24 months with $879 due at signing. Plus, for a limited time, get a Sync and Sound package with leather seating worth $1,190 at no extra charge. Cash due includes first month's payment, acquisition fee, and waived security deposit. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Some payments higher, some lower. Payment includes $500 renewal bonus cash for RCL RCO lessees who currently lease a Ford product and lease again through Ford Credit. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by January 2nd, 2014. Sound and Sync discount excludes S model. Lease a 2014 Ford Focus for only $169 a month during the Dream Big Sales event and get a Sync and Sound package with leather seating at no extra charge. See your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers today.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moment.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top scoring drives across the country. Plus, you can watch ESPN Goal Line and all of your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite, so sign up for the Xfinity HD Premier XF Triple Play for NFL Red Zone. Plus, get ESPN Goal Line at home and on the go. Or ask about other bundles starting as low as $99 a month for 12 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 1/5/14. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee, extras subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Visit Comcast.com for details.
I'm attorney Richard Bernstein at the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. We pride ourselves on the work we do for our clients, and it shows. Get the Bernstein Advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM.